This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, it's Carter. Welcome back to the Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. Today's episode poses the question, how far would you go to help a teammate win? Well, in 2008, Formula One driver Nelson Piquet Jr. answered in a big way, causing a debacle that would undermine F1 racing for a generation. For more shocking sports events from history, tune in right here every day to our March Madness special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Twenty Formula One cars zipped around the track during the Singapore Grand Prix on September 28, 2008. The crowd roared as Team Renault's Fernando Alonso took a pit stop, costing him the lead position. Meanwhile, Alonso's rival, Felipe Massa, pulled into first place.
But the real drama came not in the battle at the front, but from a car in the middle of the pack, driven by Alonso's teammate, Nelson Piquet Jr. As Piquet rounded the course's 17th turn, he lost control and crashed into a wall.
Although Piquet was out of the race, he had provided a valuable boost to his team. The subsequent cleanup clogged the track, allowing Piquet's Renault teammate Alonso to catch up and win the race.
But what seemed like a convenient coincidence may have been ruthless coordination. A year later, Piquet claimed that he'd been told to crash on purpose. If what he said was true, it could mean the entire Formula circuit was rigged.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 19th episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 2008, when a Formula One driver intentionally crashed his car to help a teammate win. The debacle, dubbed Crashgate, undermined the integrity of F1 racing for a generation.
In early 2008, F1 racing had a solid, devoted audience. While it couldn't rival the NBA or NFL in terms of numbers, their television broadcasts still drew roughly 600 million viewers that year, and many of those eyes were on up-and-coming driver Nelson Piquet Jr.
Piquet had all the makings of a superstar. His father, Nelson Piquet Sr., was a two-time F1 world champion. Although the younger Piquet's career was just getting started, he'd netted a handful of victories in a feeder league before making his 2008 debut in pro Formula Racing. The sport was his for the taking.
Which was why his fans were so disappointed on September 28, 2008, when he crashed during the 14th lap of the Singapore Grand Prix. Although he was uninjured, Piquet wrecked on the one part of the track that couldn't be cleared without disrupting the race. So the safety car was deployed.
A safety car is released when the track is dangerously wet or when debris is blocking a portion of it. When drivers see the safety car, they're required to slow down and not pass one another. Once the safety car leaves the track, the race resumes, with each car retaining its original position.
But that doesn't mean a clever racer can't use the safety car to his advantage. If one car is far behind another, it can catch up during the slow period, even if it can't pass anyone. In addition, cars aren't supposed to make pit stops for refuels while the safety car is on the track.
However, if a driver could anticipate when the safety car would be deployed and change up the timing of his refuels accordingly, he'd have an edge over the competition. For example, say Nelson Piquet Jr. planned to wreck his car on a particular lap on a particular stretch of the course. and his teammate, Fernando Alonso, knew the crash was happening. He could use that knowledge to win the race.
A year after the Singapore Grand Prix, Piquet was fired for poor performance. But he alleged that he only crashed because Alonso asked him to. When he went public with this allegation, the Renault team fired back, accusing him of blackmail. In response, he hit them with a libel suit.
The subsequent investigation uncovered a cheating scandal involving Piquet, Alonso, and the Renault team officials. The implications rippled beyond the Singapore Grand Prix. Rival driver Felipe Massa ended the 2008 season just 1 point shy of the world championship. He alleged that if Piquet's crash hadn't knocked him out of the lead in the Singapore Grand Prix, he would have netted the points he needed to win the title.
Well, we can't speculate too much on what-ifs, but the cheating allegations seem to have merit. Following the investigation, multiple Renault officials were briefly banned from the sport. However, the consequences were ultimately minimal. Fernando Alonso was cleared of all charges and continued to race for another decade. Piquet left the world of F1 in shame, but segued into a Formula E and then a NASCAR career.
While the conspirators emerged from the scandal relatively unscathed, Formula Racing itself suffered immensely. In the aftermath of, quote, Crashgate, fan enthusiasm plummeted. From 2008 to 2014, F1 broadcast's viewership dipped by nearly a third.
Any number of factors could account for the fan disinterest. Rule changes that made the race less exciting, or perhaps the product itself was uninspiring. But given the fact that the downturn coincided with Crashgate, it's possible that Piquet's cheating scandal was what finally drove the crowds away.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.